we're skipping to the songs at the end of the Haggadah. The songs are not critical technically, halachically. If a person has to go to sleep, then they can go to sleep after singing the song of Chasal Sidur Pesach, or even just when you reach that song. But the songs are very important because they are a very exciting component, and they're a lot of fun for the kids. And we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, actually try to understand them so that we can learn from them. There's a lot of insight in the songs. So we're skipping to Nirtz on page 96. Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchato. We have concluded the order of Pesach in accordance with its halacha. Kechol Mishpato Vechukato. In accordance with its ordinances and statutes. Kashel Zachino Lesaderoto. Just as we were privileged to arrange it. So too we should be privileged to perform it in the future. Zach Shochein Meona. Hashem who is pure and rests in the heaven, that's called Meona. Komem Kehaladat Mimana. May you raise the congregation that's referred to in the Bible as countless. Soon you should guide the offshoots of the people of Israel who are called Chana, a plant or a trusted plant or a plant with strong foundations. You should guide them redeemed to Zion in song. Leshana haba Yerushalayim, Leshana haba Yerushalayim, Leshana haba Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim amenoya, Leshana haba Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim amnoya, Leshana haba Yerushalayim. Next year we anticipate being in Jerusalem rebuilt. Every Jew has a connection to Jerusalem. It is built into our lives and it is built into our marriage contracts. Now Halacha says if a husband or wife says I want to move to Jerusalem, even now that there is no temple, the spouse must acquiesce. And if they refuse, then that is considered grounds for divorce. And the one who refuses is considered that they destroyed the marriage because they went against a prime concept of Judaism. It is obvious that every Jew wants to be in Jerusalem. That's considered a given, as a given in the marriage contract, even though it doesn't say it anywhere. Ah, you could say in the beginning of the contract, it says, Na'aleh to Yerushalayim Arusim Chati, but in all honesty, that's not it. The bottom line is, the halacha assumes that every single Jew is connected. L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim. So next year we anticipate, and it's a true anticipation, it's a halachic and a spiritual and a philosophical anticipation. May we merit next year to be in Yerushalayim.